von Sean Koch. Good Times Keep Rolling, hier gehört auf Flux FM in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. Und Sean Koch live könnt ihr heute Abend sehen auf dem Bergfest im Fluxbau. Und jetzt ist er bei uns im Studio. Welcome to the show, show Sean. Do you actually say Sean Koch?
Ja, Sean Koch. It's German.
Yeah, I know. Do you know what it means?
To be honest with you.
It means cook.
Cook.
Yeah, okay, you're a cook, like a chef. Okay, like a chef, okay. Like a cook. It depends on the restaurant.
Someone actually mentioned that, yeah, the other day. I think it was quite a big night, so I tend to forget things on big nights.
All right. You must feel quite at home with the temperature that we have here at the moment.
We definitely used the sun in Africa, so being, it's nothing new. It's just, you know, it being a... in the city all the time is something a bit different.
Sure, of course.
But
then again, Cape Town is not a small town as well.
No, it's definitely nice. I've grown up more on the outside of Cape Town, like the furthest south in a little place called Komiki. So it's like very small fishing village. But yeah, the city is amazing. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
Also Kapstadt ist zwar keine wirklich kleine Stadt, aber Sean ist ein bisschen in den Vororten aufgewachsen und wahrscheinlich auch so ein bisschen am Strand. To make you feel more at home, we brought some of this. We can leave this playing in the background if you like.
That'll be
you
cool.
Spend a lot of time on the beach, no? That's at least what the photos, the videos that you post on your YouTube channel suggest.
Yeah, that's pretty much my life. I've grown up fishing and surfing and just hanging out at the beach every day after school, sometimes not even going to school. And yeah, it's a big part of my life.
Well, and something became of you anyway.
Yeah, believe it or not.
It's like bottled sunset a little bit what you do, no? Bottled sunshine, bottled sunset, the music that you do. We couldn't find a better expression for it than that.
Bottled sunshine.
Yeah, or bottled sunset rather, because there's, you can almost hear a fire crackling too.
That's
next
a pretty
to it as
picture,
well.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
I like that, yeah, that'll work.
May I quote your lyrics from the song that we just heard? Guitars on the beach, drums by our side, girls in bikinis and the sun in our eyes. Were you high when you wrote that? Be honest.
Possibly. But I don't really delve into that anymore. But I think it's more of just like it was summertime and I was just, you know, it was more of a literal way of writing and straightforward. And I was just looking at this picture and picturing it all in my mind. And those are the things that came to mind. And I wrote a song about, you know, the things that we do every day.
We have been informed by your press info that you have two, or maybe you have more, but we were informed of two of your philosophies. One, you have to make your own luck. And two, you're never really alone. Have you said that? Can you remember having said that?
Mm.
And if yes, what does that mean?
I don't know if I've put it into that context before.
No, but the music that you make sounds quite easygoing. So we were wondering, like, has it been quite smooth sailing up to here in your life? Or is it the music that you make, is it to counterbalance some stuff that hasn't been, you know, so nice?
I think everyone's had their ups and downs.
Sure.
I mean, I haven't had anything drastic happen to me in my life where I've had to, you know, put a lot of thought and energy into having to come out of something. You know, I've been brought up in a nice household with an amazing mom and dad and cool brothers and, you know, been at the beach every day. So it hasn't really been that bad, but yeah.
If you choose to write about dark topics, how do you choose them?
I think maybe it differs. It's like, you know, just specific things in society, or it could be, you know, a friend or family that, you know, might have gone through some really horrible times, like a song called Rock Bottom Avenue that's on this EP. It's about someone that's really close to me, and there I wrote that song over a period of like 6 or 7 months, just watching him go through this crazy journey. And so that song is pretty close to the heart and stuff.
I see. Yeah. Let's hear some music. You brought your guitar and you're gonna play a song from your EP, or is it not on the EP? You were a bit undecided on our terrace.
Well, I was trying to figure it out, but I actually feel like playing Welcome to the Light.
Well, then please do that. I will turn down a little bit the ocean, if you don't mind.
Okay.
So we can enjoy it better. So Sean Koch, jetzt live bei uns hier in der Morning Show am Nachmittag.
Okay. Welcome to my city, yes. Welcome to my town, oh. Welcome to my country, so good to have you around, oh. Welcome to my people, yes. Welcome to my sound, oh. Welcome to my family, so good to have you around, oh. Oh, so good to have you around, oh. Gone be the days when you opened up your mind to the darkness, the devil, the things no man should find. And gone be the days when you opened up your mind to the darkness, the devil, the things no man should find. And gone be the days when you opened up your mind to the darkness, the devil, the things no man should find. And gone be the days when you opened up your mind into the darkness, and no, no, no. Into the darkness, and no, no, no. Into the darkness, and no, no, no. The darkness, and no, 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 into the darkness, and no, no, no. Feel the light shining down through the leaves of all the trees. Look at their kids and families, riding their bikes down to the beach. Off to school we go alone, bare feet dancing through the stones. Whoa, 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 whoa. Shining over our head, can you see the light? Oh, see the light, oh, see the light, oh, shining over our head, can you see the light? Oh, see the light, oh, see the light, oh, shining over our head, can you see the light? Oh, see the light, oh, see the light, oh, shining over our head. Shining over our head. Shining over our head.
Musik von Sean Koch hier gerade gehört in der Morning Show am Nachmittag auf Flux FM. Mehr davon gibt's heute Abend live auf dem Bergfest im Fluxbau hier in der Pfuhlstraße 5. Sean, are you a little bit warm?
Yeah, it's warm.
We have an air conditioning. I just put it on 25 degrees because I was afraid of, you know.
Most of these places don't have aircon. It's all central heating with no aircon.
No. We put the fan on 5. We put the thing to 20. That should work.
Okay, cool.
Okay. That should make you feel better. That cool. Could even make you sick. It's so cold now. Okay. Let's play a little bit either or. Sunset or sunrise? What would you say?
What was that?
What do you prefer? Either or?
Sunset.
You know, sunset?
Mm.
Why?
I'm never really early. I mean, I'm never up early enough to watch the sunrise most of the time. Sunset.
Do you never sit through a night until the sun rises?
Not very often, but I did the other morning when we were in Munster. It was quite a crazy experience.
We have quite short nights here now, so, yeah. You know, the chances are quite good.
Yeah, yeah.
Jack Johnson or Ben Harper?
I would have to say Jack Johnson.
Why?
Just because his lyrics, I connect more with his lyrics, the way that he's trying to, you know, what he's trying to put out there. I think Ben Harper, I love his music, and like Burn One Down is one of my favorite songs of his, but mm-hmm. He's like, I don't know, I listened to him when I was a kid, it's pretty old school in a way, but I still love his music, but Jack Johnson I relate more with now.
Do you think it's too political what Ben Harper does?
I think he does sing a lot about politics, and I mean, that's just the route he's taking. That's what he feels strongly about. And if he puts it onto paper and he wants to put it out there to the world, that's, Yeah, but I was pretty political, I guess.
Yeah. Do you sometimes have political things that you put in your songs, or is that something where you think like, ah, that doesn't really have a place in my music, which is totally fine, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't revolve the music too much around politics. I try and avoid politics.
Okay.
If I can, but okay. Just certain things around, pretty much not involved with politics.
Yeah, yeah. Actually. So camping or sleeping on the beach?
Sleeping on the beach, I guess.
That you had to think about this so long. You practically grew up there.
I like to camp on the beach.
Like,
Yeah, I was a sleeping bag on the beach or camping in the fire. I don't know.
I see. Anybody checking you out on YouTube will notice you seem to be very much into field recordings, no? Like
just live recording.
Recording, like outside in the nature, no? Yeah. And things like this. You record your video. I saw one on an empty highway. There's several on the beach. There's what else? You played a balcony session too. What locations would you love to record in?
So, forests, beaches, places just that make you feel at home and comfortable.
Yeah. So you feel more at home in outside places, would you say?
Definitely, yeah. But it's also a nice change being in a studio and, like, you know, being around good gear and stuff like that and recording.
So. Yeah. Would you say your music has an African influence too?
I think one song definitely does, which is Good Times Keep Rolling.
Yeah.
It's got a... So I've been told it's got a pretty African feel to it.
How, explain this.
I think it's just like the rhythm of the song. It's like they say it's called Maskandi rhythm.
Uh-huh.
It's like the beat. I can't really explain it now. You kind of have to listen to it. But it's got like a super African feel. So, yeah.
Are there any artists that you would recommend to us to give a listen from South Africa? Only know Spok Matambo, Die Antwoord, things like this.
A good friend of mine, Jeremy Loops. I don't know if you've heard of him.
Yeah, we heard of him. I think we play him on the show too.
Okay.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, he's like a brother. We've grown up. And then also like a sister to me, Alice Phoebe Lou. And she's, you know, spends a lot of time as well.
Yeah.
So from home, Jeremy and Alice are
they would be the ones.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, tonight you can add another location to your to the places where you have played live. You will play on the river terrace that we have at the Fluxbo. Have you been there already? Have you done the sound check, or did you come straight away to the show?
The rest of the boys are doing the sound check downstairs.
The rest of the boys. Yeah, so you will not be alone. You will be three. There will be three of you.
Yeah, there's three of us that play. Yeah.
Okay. So have a lot of fun. Thanks for dropping by in the studio and enjoy the breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
Bye again soon.
Sure.